Hi, good afternoon. This is Michael Osterlink with the Voice for Hope, conversations about healing self, culture, and nature. And I'm speaking with Steve Schafferman, the creator of FlexAware. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Michael.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and you?
Fine, thank you. Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I studied for quite a few years with Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, and was actually his assistant and appointment secretary the last time he taught in the United States. I also was a close associate of Dr. Gene Houston, who's done a lot of work in human development and altering consciousness research and ways to enhance creativity. And my main work for many years was as a Feldenkrais practitioner. And in that context, I wrote a book about Feldenkrais and the method called Awareness Heals. Awareness really does heal and is vital to all healing, in my opinion. But while writing Awareness Heals, I was also working with a group of long-term chronic pain patients, and they made remarkable progress. In fact, we got an article published in the American Journal of Pain Management. But I realized that the Feldenkrais method in its conventional form is just a little bit too slow and subtle for most people. So I created FlexAware to provide a more dynamic sort of exercise program that's fully compatible with Feldenkrais.
Before we get into the details about FlexAware, Steve, can you tell us a little bit about the Feldenkrais method? What actually is it, and who was Moshe Feldenkrais?
Sure. The Feldenkrais method is a way of gentle movement re-education, and it was a major part of the life's work of Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, who was an Israeli engineer and neuroscientist. Feldenkrais actually was one of the first Europeans to earn a black belt in judo. He earned, I think, 6 patents for his research on sonar and related technologies. He was a research associate of Frederick Joliot Curie when Joliot won the Nobel Prize in 1935. In short, he was quite a remarkable individual, a genius in the opinion of almost everyone who knew him. And he invented what's now called the Feldenkrais method in order to regain the full ability to walk after severe injuries to his knees, which initially occurred when he was a young man in Palestine and then were exacerbated in an accident and through his judo career. So his wife was a pediatrician, and he devoted a lot of time to looking at the way very young children learn and move, saw that he could regain use of his knees by following a similar process, that is, actively, patiently exploring the way he aligned himself over his knee, the way the movement of his knee involved his pelvis and his hip joints, the way he was breathing. In the process, really came to some remarkable new insights about learning and healing and awareness and how we make sense of the world through our experience. Wrote a number of books, and Feldenkrais method, as he developed it, has 2 forms. There's a way of working with individuals and also a group process.
Now, you yourself, over the time period that you were doing Feldenkrais, had some really interesting insights, which led you to create FlexAware, and you started to talk about that briefly around the pain project. Can you tell us more about those insights and how it led you to modify and advance the work that you're doing previous to that?
Sure. That's a very nice question, Michael. Thank you. What I saw is Dr. Feldenkrais died in 1984. And in the mid and late 90s and since then, more and more I saw my students coming to me for back pain, migraine headaches, multiple sclerosis, hip problems, a whole range of difficulties. And I saw that I was able to help most everyone, but that often, and as I say, more and more during those years, people would go to the gym to do some kind of vigorous exercise and re-exacerbate the pre-existing pain or problem. So I began to think quite actively about how the world has changed a lot since 1984. In the early 80s and the 70s and the 60s, if you had a desk job as a lawyer or secretary, accountant, typist, whatever, you had to change the paper in the typewriter. In other words, you were moving somewhat more actively even when sitting for hours at a time. Also, in the 70s and through the 80s, people didn't exercise the way we do today. People didn't go to the gym and walk on a treadmill while using a cell phone or listening to an iPod. We were much more active in our everyday lives and even more active when we were doing supposedly intellectual work. So I realized that there was a real need for a way to actively, explicitly, directly teach people to reconnect their mental activities with their physical activities, to be more mindful, aware, and skillful when we exercise. You know, I go to the gym sometimes. I watch people on the treadmills and the stationary bikes. And a lot of exercise is intentionally somewhat robotic and mindless. I also look at the way people lift weights and do stretching exercises and marvel at the fact that when focusing on individual muscles, trying to stretch or strengthen individual muscles, often people are holding their breath, they're stiff or straining other muscles and joints. And the key insight in FlexAware and the Feldenkrais method is that you are always acting as a whole person, that everything you do involves all of you. In other words, if you're trying to stretch or strengthen an individual muscle, or if you're doing something just repetitive, you're, in many cases, in almost all cases, actually strengthening the habits of moving mindlessly or inefficiently or straining certain joints or holding your breath, so that even activities that are good in some ways can be harmful at the same time.
You know, what strikes me, Steve, is there's some new movements in fitness these days, more functional fitness.
Yes.
You see promoted like CrossFit or the Primal Body, Primal Blueprint, or even SEALFIT and things like that. Actually, let me disclude SEALFIT because there's an awareness element to SEALFIT, but CrossFit and other other kind of promotions of functional fitness. And it seems to me, listen to what you're saying, is that they have it half right in the sense that they recognize that we're a whole human being and you need to actually move the whole body. You can't just isolate with a curl or something like that because you're leaving out all the other muscles that are involved in the contraction and expansion process. But there's not the awareness that you're talking about, awareness of your breath and awareness of your body moving in space and time. Speak to us about the importance of that awareness of space and time and awareness of breathing.
That's exactly right. You are breathing at this moment. I'm breathing. All of the listeners are breathing. And we are generally not aware of the process, and we often have habits of holding our breath and forcing our breath. And those habits, in many cases, are exacerbated when we do push-ups or sit-ups or crunches or other sorts of exercise. The point in FlexAware is to be more aware of your breathing and your skeleton and gravity and how you move in your everyday activities. So it's beyond exercise, and it's truly functional in the largest sense. It's all based, as I mentioned, on studying the way very young children move and learn. And it's a remarkable fact that we don't always appreciate, but very young children, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, very young children move beautifully. They're aligning with gravity, they're breathing freely, all the muscles are working harmoniously. very young children are much more flexible than adults, orders of magnitude more flexible. For their size and weight, they're stronger than adults. They have remarkable stamina, as every parent knows. And the whole focus with FlexAware is to help adults rediscover that ease and grace and skill and strength and stamina and how they all come together when we move harmoniously. And the key to rediscovering all of that is awareness, being aware of what you're doing in the moment, being aware of how you're breathing, how you align with gravity, how any movement involves all of you. And these ideas really are an outgrowth of my book on Feldenkrais. As I mentioned, the title is Awareness Heals, and FlexAware is building upon that and saying, let's be more aware, especially when we exercise, so that your exercise becomes not just something to work the muscles, but also, in a way, a psychological and spiritual practice.
This is Michael Osterlink, Voice for Hope, Conversations about Healing Self, Culture, and Nature. And I'm speaking with Steve Schafferman, the creator of FlexAware. Steve, I know our listeners are going to be very interested in learning more about FlexAware. I assume you have a website. What's your URL?
The main website is FlexAware.com. That's FlexAware.com. We've recently finished producing our first DVD. We'll have another website to be selling that online, linked directly from FlexAware.com. I'm getting ready to do a new teacher education program, offer some classes and workshops in Washington, D.C. I also consult with some people using Skype so that I can work with people who are not in the Washington area. And that people can find out about all of that if they contact me or just visit FlexAware.com.
Tell us a little bit about your teacher program. Who is attracted to become a teacher, and what are they able to do once they've done your program?
The basic teacher education program is just 100 hours, and I've offered that in several formats in the past. I haven't yet set the dates for the next one. Will probably be 2 4-day segments, though it might be 4 2.5-day segments. And we make up the 100 hours with some self-study or supervised independent work. And that will prepare people to teach the basic FlexAware lessons, and people will have be certified to do that for a 2-year period. Specifically, I've developed some programs that are getting remarkable results with breathing, and that's one of the key areas in which FlexAware is unique, is that all of the movements and exercises work with the breathing so that you will be, for example, bending or twisting as you exhale and returning to neutral as you inhale, in that way engaging all the muscles throughout the trunk, getting remarkable results. I'm confident that when the research is done, FlexAware will prove to be uniquely effective for helping people relieve and perhaps even eliminate asthma symptoms, emphysema, COPD, and other breathing disorders. Also getting remarkable results with seniors in improving their balance and walking. So the teacher education program in just 100 hours will prepare people to be able to teach the basic FlexAware movements to the general public and to specific audiences such as seniors. Then there will be a more advanced teacher program that goes into the theory and some of the more specific exercises for chronic pain and other health conditions.
Now, you had mentioned that you think the researchers show that your FlexAware program will be beneficial for people dealing with respiratory troubles, such as asthma, as you mentioned. Can you give us an idea of what you think the process is that you help people do that allows them to breathe more fully and healthily?
It's astounds me. And I've been specifically researching asthma for a while, talking with a number of doctors, looking at materials from the Asthma Foundation and medical textbooks and such. And there's almost no understanding of the basic process and mechanics of optimal breathing. And there's a general conversation about, oh, yeah, people should do diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing. But FlexAware goes way beyond that. I talk about whole body breathing and learning to engage the muscles in the back that attach to the ribs and participate in full effective breathing. And one of the really wonderful and powerful aspects of FlexAware is that the exercises all do that. Every FlexAware movement helps to re-educate all of the breathing muscles in the front and sides and back, all the muscles that attach to the ribs, so that full, easy, effortless whole body breathing becomes spontaneous the way it is in a healthy young child.
Actually, that's a good segue to my next question. Listening to you speak and having spoken to you over the years about your program, I know you refer to kind of the organic ways that children explore the world, learn the world, including the inner world of their own physical body, somatically. Now, what happens that such a young child can be so free in their movements, in their breathing, and yet they become adults like us, who are so much more restricted in our breathing and our movement, and full of pains and aches and suffering? What's that process that occurs there?
It's called socialization and habit. We, starting at 5 or 6 or 8, or even younger, we are socialized to sit still and focus our eyes at 18 or 24 inches for extended periods of time while inhibiting spontaneous movements. And those of us who become successful by the standards of the world are often the most skillful at sitting still and not moving, because that's what a lot of our academic training demands of us. And, over time, and it's basic physiology, and that's where I began with FlexAware. In reexamining the insights of Feldenkrais, I saw that there's some facts of basic anatomy, physiology, and neuroscience that are generally ignored. For example, when moving comfortably, muscles and other tissues relax. When moving comfortably, circulation improves, circulation of the blood and also the lymph. When moving comfortably, nerve activity improves. Conversely, whenever we're too still or moving inefficiently, muscles and joints and other tissues begin to contract. And that contracting over months and years and decades, it seems clear to me, is a root cause of chronic pain, of arthritis, of fibromyalgia, and many other conditions, including neurological conditions, such as multiple sclerosis and perhaps even Parkinson's disease. So what happens is we are socialized and we learn to move inefficiently. And that's why I created FlexAware, to reverse that process, to help people at any age rediscover the ease and joy of movement that we knew when we were healthy young children.
This is Michael Ostrank with Voice for Hope, conversations about healing self, culture, and nature. And I'm speaking with Steve Schafferman, the creator of FlexAware. Steve, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome, Michael. I like that phrase, conversations about healing self, culture, and nature, because that's really what I see FlexAware doing, is bringing all of that together. So it's been fun talking with you.
Having spoken to you over the years, I think that is a perfect description of what you are doing. And actually, would love to have you on at a different time, because I know you've taken the theories and your experiences with first Feldenkrais and now FlexAware into education policy. And I'd love to have you on at a later date to talk about kind of organic learning, just as
that would be fun.
Organic movement.
That will be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Take care, Steve.
You too, Michael. Thank you.